This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In one sense, it's hilarious to watch the left completely implode into irrelevancy. Recently at the Grammys, they had Hillary Clinton do a little skit up front at the beginning. And the focus of the Grammys was the Me Too movement. And I think they wore white ribbons or something somehow to indicate the Me Too movement. Well, Hillary Clinton was the enabler of her husband's rape and sexual assault against multiple women throughout the 1990s and the 1980s when he was the governor of Arkansas. Bill Clinton is a serial abuser of women, and he was protected and enabled by Hillary Clinton. For the Grammys to feature Hillary Clinton in the opening skit of a show that has the focus of the Me Too movement is just the ultimate hypocrisy of the left. And it shows why the Grammys, the ratings absolutely bombed. It was the lowest rated show of its kind in anybody's memory. This what you are watching is the left become irrelevant to America. Even I had a family member talking to her the other day. I don't want to go into my personal family details, but she's older than me, but she's related to me. And she was telling me on the phone how much she could not believe that when she turned on the TV one day and she saw this show, I think she was talking about the Grammys or some other similar award show, that it was nothing but like pulsating pelvises on stage, just gyrating like animal sex. And she had to turn it off, and she was telling me how things have just devolved so much. And she voted for Obama. And I said to her, you know, this is the left on display. This is what Obama and the left have brought into the country. Well, not Obama so much. It's the culture war of the left. Obama just oversaw the economic destruction of America as the culture war, you know, invaded our country. And this, my family member, she said to me that this reminded her of the Sodom and Gomorrah lessons from the Bible, because she had gone to Sunday school as a child and she had been taught all, you know, all about scripture. And she was quoting Matthew. I don't remember which chapter, Matthew. And she's not like a hardcore Bible person at all. I don't think I've ever heard her quote scripture ever. And this time she was like, this is Matthew, this is Sodom and Gomorrah, these people are having sex on stage. I can't stand it. I'm thinking, yeah, this is the left at work. This is what the left does, the vulgarity, the just perversion everywhere, the pedophilia, the exploitation of children. This is what the left accomplishes. This is a deliberate destruction of the culture. This is the modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah lesson there's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be judgment by God over what this country has become, or at least some elements of the country. You know, you got to remember that what you see on TV, it doesn't represent the whole country. It represents the insane, unhinged, extreme left, because that's who runs the Grammys, and that's who runs the Hollywood, and that's who runs the late night comedy shows and everything. It's like it's Los Angeles and New York City liberals who are running this country into the ground, and they do it by design. I mean, they have TV comedy shows with little children holding dildos and making sex jokes. I mean, little babies, like children like 6, 7, 8 years old in roles, like transgender children and dildo waving children on TV. And they think this is normal, and they just want to push sexual perversion and bestiality and pedophilia. You know, the LGBT movement, it used to start with just gay, being gay, which is just sort of a personal choice, and then it became a transgender, and now it's like they're sliding into pedophilia and just weird sexual perversion. And then they feature Hillary Clinton, who defended a sex pervert, now on the Grammys, and they don't even see why people are sick and tired of the left. It's like the leftists don't realize why nobody is voting for them anymore, why nobody wants to watch their vulgar TV programs anymore, why people don't want to go see their movies. why people are rejecting their disgusting, vulgar, gross, unethical brand of politics and culture. And the left just doesn't get it. They're becoming increasingly irrelevant by the day and increasingly disgusting to the rest of the country by the day. And they think that the answer is to become more extreme and more irrelevant and more disgusting. They're walking around with vagina hats and human-sized vagina costumes, anatomically correct vaginas. They're walking around in these costumes somehow thinking that this is all about the rights of women, while even at the Grammys they're objectifying women. How is walking around as a giant human vagina, how is that sending the right message about not objectifying women? I mean, what the lunacy? It's you can't grasp it. You can't even understand it mentally. It's like, what are you people trying to say? And how can you say that women don't have equal opportunity in this country when one of the wealthiest women in America used to be a poor black woman, and her name today is Oprah, and she is a multi-billionaire. How can you think that America is not a land of opportunity if a black woman can rise up to be one of the most famous celebrities and wealthiest people in the country, vastly out-earning 99.99999% of all men, by the way, and also being African-American at the same time? No reasonable, rational person can say that there is some systemic system that oppresses all black women. It doesn't happen. Otherwise, Oprah could not be who she is. She is a shining example of the success of what happens when you have economic mobility. And when women have also the right to pursue their dreams just like men do. Oprah proves that the whole narrative of the left is nonsense. She proves it just by her very existence. So I think if Oprah runs as president, she should run as a Republican. It proves that the Republican narrative of equal opportunity and working hard and succeeding, that is available to people in America, people like Oprah. In any case, back to the culture war issue. It's just, what's astonishing to me is that even people like my family member that I mentioned, who isn't really focused on politics at all, that even those people are beginning to see what's happening. They're seeing the cultural destruction and the moral destruction of America. And there are many who read scripture and who preach about this. And in some sense, I encourage you to listen to other Bible teachers on this issue. Listen to some of the prophecy people, because many of them believe that God will judge parts of America. And some people believe that I'm not saying that I endorse this belief, but it's out there that some people believe that California is going to have a major earthquake and some of the natural disasters there that have already happened, like the massive fires and everything, have already been, in their words, some of God's judgment against California in particular. I don't know if I believe that God intervenes in exactly that way, but there are many who are warning that God's judgment will rain down upon America at some point because of this. And the abortion issue. You know, how many million children have been aborted, killed by the left, and their fascination with baby body parts and cutting off the heads and partial birth abortions and harvesting brain stems for, quote, medical research and pocketing money while they're selling baby parts on the body part black market. It's sick. These people are actually sick. They're demented. They are deranged. They're mass murderers and vulgar vagina hat wearing cultists. What else can you say? I could go on, but you get my point. Man, what a sick culture they've become. Bottom line is vote against the Democrats at every opportunity, okay? Every election, just vote for anybody other than a Democrat. All right? And read leftcult.com. Leftcult.com. That's where we're putting a lot of really good coverage of the cultism of the insane, deranged, vulgar, gross left. You'll find it all there. We also have a website called conservative.news. So if you want to see what's going on there, I don't write all those articles, of course, and usually I don't write any of those articles, but part of our team focuses on different political news, and some of the good stuff for conservatives goes there. So check out conservative.news. You might find it interesting. And of course, you can also listen to my podcast here, healthrangerreport.com. Oh, thank you for listening. I can't even believe that I have to talk about the stuff that I just talked about for the last 9 minutes or whatever. It's like, God's sake, what happened to our country? We got to take it back, folks. Thanks for listening. Share this everywhere. And pray for America, okay? Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.